With each day, pressure grows on Russian oligarchs and on their yachts and on their mansions. President Biden said last week that targeting oligarchs was one way that he would push Vladimir Putin to end the invasion of Ukraine. And nearly every day, other countries say they will do the same. But even as scrutiny rises, it's becoming quite clear that cutting oligarchs off from their riches is a complicated business. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on how it all might play out.
Within a week, the U.S., the European Union, the U.K., and others have gone after the assets of Russia's oligarchs. They're in oil and steel, shipping and finance, men who have amassed tens of billions of dollars over the years. Stuart Gilman, who helped track down stolen assets for the United Nations and the World Bank, says all those sanctioned have one thing in common.
Every one of them have an intimacy with Putin, and they're billionaires. As a result, all of their money came out of Putin.
And all of them have placed much of their fortune in assets outside of Russia, says Oliver Bouleau, the author of four books on kleptocracy and Russia.
For example, real estate in New York or London, the south of France, or substantial fine art collections. Or they might own football, soccer clubs.
There are also supersized yachts and private jets. The U.S. and allies are trying to cut oligarchs off from their wealth. But first, they have to find that wealth. Already, some of the yachts are heading to safe ports outside of U.S. jurisdiction. Tracking down their money and property is difficult because they can be hidden with shell companies or tax havens. It's time-consuming work, says Amber Vitelli, a former official with the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control.
So, for example, getting bank records or getting the invoicing and shipping documents, there has to be subpoenas issued, hundreds, sometimes thousands of documents reviewed carefully.
Even once ownership is determined, usually the best the authorities can do is freeze the assets, says Stuart Gilman.
Seizing them is another question.
That would require Russia claiming the wealth was acquired illegally.
And I cannot see Vladimir Putin making that complaint.
Author Oliver Bouleau says another challenge is the political will to see this through. He says the UK and EU don't have good track records when it comes to sanctioning individuals.
Jurisdictions like Cyprus, Malta, the UK, all of which have been very, very receptive to Russian wealth over the years. We will see how much appetite there is to follow through.
This time may be different, though. Germany, France, and Italy have already gone after mega yachts and villas. Some oligarchs are scrambling, one of them even going so far as to hold a press conference to defend himself. Here's Mikhail Friedman as broadcast on Sky News.
Imposing sanctions against us here just create enormous pressure for us personally, but we do not have any impact for political decision.
The U.S. and allies hope the sanctions will force Russia's elite to pressure Putin to end the war. Nate Sibley with the Hudson Institute's Kleptocracy Initiative says there's no sign of that so far.
Some of them have started to come out and say we want the war to stop, which is not the same as saying, President Putin, please stop the war, because they're scared stiff of Vladimir Putin. So no one seems able or willing or confident enough to challenge him.
That may change as the financial vice tightens around the oligarchs. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.